We are live.
Yes, we are live.
Meeting number three in a space of 8 hours? No, it's 4 hours.
4 hours, yes.
4 hours, meeting number
8 hours is pushing it.
Yes. Yeah. Peeling potatoes. We think it's number 20. We've lost count.
Yes.
Who cares anyway? and...
You have no idea what we are going to talk about.
Well, the story of my life. I never have any ideas about anything, and I wing it, and I think on my feet, and so on. That's the best way. And
yes,
and we came a cropper last week because we were supposed to have episode 20 last week, but our resident AI expert and retired professor kind of stole the show.
Yes,
and gave us a free consultation on business practices instead, worth thousands.
Yes. Yes.
And now we are in the new month. It's October the 3rd.
Yes.
And we are talking about life.
Yes.
This month.
Yes.
And from what I understand, you are going to ask some weird and wonderful and strange questions.
Yes.
And I can throw them back at you. That's the game plan, is it?
Yes, that's the game plan.
So you're leading me up the garden path without a paddle, yeah?
Yes, basically. I'm throwing you into the deep end.
Isn't that nice? Look, she just says that with a charming smile. Look, that's what I'm going to do with you.
Yes.
Mr. May, I'm just going to throw you into the deep end.
Yes.
Do I have any last words before I... You know, do I get a last cigarette before my execution or anything like that?
No, sorry. I just want to know, are you ready?
What is it gets, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So hit me. It's
not that bad.
Well, that's what they all say all the time.
This is really not that bad. Okay. So... thinking about the topic of life and everything in life, this week we spoke about the connections and the relationships, and we spoke about daily routines and habits and how all of this comes together. So I'm going to start with life stages. So I want to know, what was your life like at 35 compared to now?
That was 9 years ago. So that was in 2015, 2016. And it was very, very different.
Okay.
Actually, we have to go back 10 years. Actually, 11 years. That's when it all started. So at the end of 2014... I had lost a major contract, two major contracts. One company went bankrupt and the other company was consolidating its training programs. And they said, thank you, bye-bye, don't call us, we'll call you. So I lost a fair amount of business in a very short time. And then I decided to do one thing and have a heart attack. As you do.
You don't decide that. It's not your choice. But okay.
Now, it wasn't a serious one. I got away with blue murder. But it was enough to be life-changing. And so therein lies the kernel of what has happened since. So
yes.
9 years ago, I was working from home, as I do now.
Yes.
I had people come here for training courses. And I did sort of I laid the foundations of what is today now Reader, but it looked
yes.
totally different then, and the concept hadn't really sort of grown. But it was where it led. So in terms of quality of life, because I've gotten this shock, and it is a shock, You go to your doctor and you're feeling quite queasy, and she says, well, actually, your blood pressure is 200 over 100. Please go to the hospital and do not pass go. Do not collect 200 euros, and they will look after you. That kind of hits hard. And I think the quality of life then was really good because I was doing what I love doing in an environment that I love doing. I was earning reasonably good money. Probably more than I am now. And I'd sort of gotten this new perspective on life. So it was very different. It's
Yes.
become better and different again since then, but that's a different story.
Okay.
No, you go.
And if you could give yourself some advice for 10 years ago, what would it be?
Look after your health.
Okay.
There was a lot of pressure. I did an enormous amount of driving. I drove about 4,000 kilometers every month. That was huge. We ate healthily, but we also indulged in
Yes.
dangerous things like cheese. I mean, cheese. So I wasn't exercising all that much. So the bottom and the irony of the story is that people forget, and looking after your health, I just say that, but I am also my biggest victim that
Yes.
I'm not doing enough as I should be.
Yes.
And you come up with all kinds of excuses and work pressures and, say, well, I've got this to do and that to do. And well, is it really that critical? Can it not wait an hour while you go
Yes.
out for a walk or do some physical exercise of some description?
Yes.
Because the price you pay afterwards is quite high.
Yes.
So, you've got to think in strategic terms that way.
Yes.
Which kind of throws the question, we're going to take a magic number 10 years ago. Where were you at that age?
Where were I? Where was I? 25. That was a good time of my life. Yes. For the most part. So I was engaged, let's say at the beginning of the year when I was 25. And then we got an apartment together. We moved out, and that lasted 5 months or 6 months, more or less. And then the said fiance, ex-fiance, left me. He dumped me for someone else. So,
Wake up, wake up,
needless to
call.
say, yes, needless to say, at that time I was shattered. At the end of the year, everything was just too much. I was working in a pharmacy, and I tried to keep my personal life obviously to myself, so they didn't know what was going on. So I moved back into my parents' home, and my old room was being renovated. So I couldn't even move into my old room. I had to move into the spare bedroom. Just for a few months, actually, because my father was busy building a house. This was still on the farm. He was busy building a house. The house was close to finished, close to being ready to move in. So his initial plan was to give it to me as a wedding present, and then my ex-fiance and myself could move in there when we got married, which obviously didn't happen. And then after we moved out, we got an apartment. He said, well, he's going to finish the place and then rent it out, which was a good idea. But when all of these things happened, I moved into the spare bedroom for a few months and I helped my father to finish the house. So it was just like finishings. The electricity needed to be connected, lights, we need to fit the lights. I helped him with that. We also did the ceilings. Ceilings had to be finished, so I helped him with that as well. Cupboards. We bought cupboards, we built them, we put them in. That was a lot of fun. So every night after I came back from work and he was at home from work, we would go into the house and we would do something for 2 hours or 3 hours, and then we'd call it a night. So for a couple of weeks, we did this, finished the house, and then I moved in. I had furniture, I had TV, I had a fridge, I had a washing machine. So I had everything that I needed. So I was ready to move in.
So basically, the both of us at our life stages, but in our age difference, so I'm just a couple of years older than you, major disruption. And
Yes.
both of them actually, something we either didn't want or we couldn't control. The
Yes.
decisions were made for us, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And the question is, how do you come out of it and what do you do? You go down the thorny path of helping your father renovate what should have been your future home.
Yes.
And that didn't quite work out. And I came onto the path of, looking after one's health. Yeah.
Yes.
So, volcanic eruptions,
Yes.
2015, 16.
Yes. Yes. But I have to say, after that, I spent a couple of months wondering what was wrong with me and what did I do wrong, and it took me some time to realize that it wasn't me. And that I was actually better off without him. And then I started cycling and a lot of things changed after that.
Exactly. You talked about your
Yes. Yes.
cycling back in number three episode, I think it was.
A long time ago.
Long time ago, yes.
Yes. So obviously you live in France and I live in South Africa. What is one thing that France does better than South Africa?
Well, that's a bit of an unfair question because I don't really know South Africa.
Let's say if you
From what
compare it to what you've heard, what I've shared or told you.
does France do better than South Africa? I don't think it does anything better. It does it differently.
Okay.
Because France being in Europe and European history being what it is,
Yes.
we go back a really long time. Yeah, it's nobody's fault. It is the way it is. That's why I say it wouldn't be better or worse. France can look back on thousands of years of history,
Yes.
which shape lifestyle, culture, the way the French do things.
Yes.
France is one of the most popular tourist destinations because the French government and the French tourist authorities know how to market France as this idealistic, no, I idyllic, sorry, idyllic. Wonderful place to be.
Yes.
And we have here in France figured out a beautiful lifestyle full of cafes, and we sit and talk philosophy from morning till night and from night
Yes.
until morning, and we eat good food and we don't get obese in the process, etc., etc., etc. The reality is totally different. Yeah,
Yes.
there are pockets of this where it's cultivated, yeah, but
Yes.
the ordinary French family will live no differently to any other family on this planet. They all have the same work pressures, they all have the same social pressures, they all
Yeah.
use social media, et cetera, yeah. It's just that maybe the way we do things in France is considered more cultured, if you want to use that word, because it's been done like that for thousands of years. Yeah. So,
Yes.
in a very simple, I'm not going to use South Africa because I actually don't know this, but a dinner table
Yes.
or a lunch table, you will find in 9 times out of 10 a tablecloth.
Yes.
Whereas in the English environment, you don't use tablecloth, you use placemats.
Oh, wow.
And I actually find this unattractive. You know, for me, a tablecloth and a nicely laid table is just part of the whole ceremony of eating and having dinner or lunch and with friends or family or something like that. Yeah. Maybe something that we also do better is we know, or we think we know how to live, but we are still one of the most productive countries. You know, in terms of GDP, we are still one of the most productive countries on the planet. How this works is anybody's guess, because from a political and economic perspective at the moment, France is staggering under a mountain of debt. Yeah, the coffers are empty. The government would like to tax, increase taxes. The government, such as we have one, the government would like to take 2 bank holidays or public holidays away, so that we work more. We have a fairly strict 35-hour week. We have a fairly high minimum wage. We have an excellent, I know from experience, an excellent healthcare system.
Yes.
But we can't actually afford any of this. Yeah.
Yes.
So there are going to be huge changes. But the trade unions and all, you know, employee associations, they're going to fight tooth and nail against this.
Yes.
So we do things differently. We have a lot of history. Is it better? Possibly. Can we afford it? No. There you go.
Okay.
And then when I, so I'm going to throw this back to you.
Yes.
You know, we talk a lot about South Africa.
Yes.
It's twice the size of France, has half the population. I find sort of the images that I've become sort of accustomed to is it's quite a strong American influence, at least outwardly, physically, in
Yes.
the cars, the shopping malls, and stuff like that. A diverse nation, some pretty good wines,
Yes.
a very relaxed outdoor lifestyle, unhurried.
Yes.
It kind of looks like paradise. It kind of looks, it's a place that I would think not just to visit, but spend a lot more time there. Not just because of our working relationship, but sort of I would have had more of a focus there.
Yes.
What do you guys do well, differently, better than the rest of us?
Probably have barbecues. Drink beer and brandy and wine. I'm not sure. I don't think we do. We do have something that's better.
Okay, so I'm going to rephrase the question. So it's an unfair question. You have in the 6 or 7 months that we've been working together, you've had a
Yes.
certain picture thrown at you through all, you know, the people that you've been working with, our
Yes.
conversations. I've sent you some videos. I've sent you some music. I've sent you sort of snippets of all of this.
Yes.
What is your picture of France slash Europe 6 months down the road?
Well, obviously it depends on the part of Europe. But there's a lot of beautiful landscapes. There's a lot of old buildings, like historic buildings even, like the cathedrals and so on. But also the lifestyle looks maybe just from the outside, it looks a lot more relaxed. So here it depends. If you live in the city, the lifestyle is not as relaxed. It's quite fast-paced and hurried, and people complain about not having enough time. But then in other parts like Cape Town, it's also different. It's much slower and they take their time to do things. And then when you are on a holiday, for example, school holidays, one simple example was this morning. So I drove to my son's school to fetch his report card, and there were no cars on the roads. It looked like a ghost town because nobody had to take the kids to school because the high schools, the primary schools, all closed today for school holiday. But when the school reopens, we have to leave home early because otherwise we will be late for school because there would be too many cars on the road. But then it's back to that fast paced, like everything needs to be hurried. Take the school or the kids to school quickly and fast and drive as fast as you can because you have to get to work. But now it's just relaxed and so on. So from the outside, France looks very calm and relaxed, but it, like I said, it also depends where you are.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, here, you
If
know.
I think about Paris, Paris is very crowded because it's a popular destination.
Exactly. Yeah.
But your town, for example, is quite
Well, nothing.
the
Nothing.
opposite.
Nothing
An
happens in.
extreme opposite.
Well, you're comparing a city of 3 million with a village of 750. So I think we're sort of no. But one thing that I do sometimes feel sorry about is when you when you sort of school holidays, yeah, and your son's at home. And by comparison, so first of all, I think you living where you do, it's quite isolated,
Yes.
and there's not much for the children to do during the school holidays.
Yes.
Whereas here, there's always some, especially in the summer, some activities organized by somebody in a
Yes.
semi-government environment. So either the local
Okay.
council or the regional authorities, they will offer some sort of programs to
Yes.
keep the kids busy and occupied, because there's a lot of working mothers as well, so they can't actually be stay-at-home mums and look after
Yes.
the kids and entertain them 24/7 during the school holidays. Yeah.
Yes.
That said, we suffer the same. Maybe, I mean, I find when I look at videos, I find your rush hour traffic tame compared to what we have. But then we have a greater population density,
Yes.
so that plays into it. But school holidays here, and it's relatively quiet as well. You do notice a
Yes.
difference between traffic on during school times and non-school
Yes.
times. Yeah,
Yes.
but we would never have it that, you know, you as you experience this morning, there's nobody on the road
A ghost town.
except one lone mom driving to her sc son's school to pick up the report card.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like, as for the activities, something that I did notice was most of the after schools and the kindergartens, they do host some activities during the school holidays. But we decided to keep my son at home after school. We don't want to take him to an after school. So he already spends a lot of time at school and learning the things that he should and whatever. But then to with both of us being at home and being able to keep an eye on him at home, we just feel that it's unfair to take him to an after school. But he can keep himself busy.
Yeah, I mean that's
But
part.
it's only when it's a long school holiday, like we have in June, that's a month, then it gets a little bit tricky. But with a shorter holiday, so next week he's going to be at home. Oh, he's at home today as well. But he plays outside. He's been outside 3 times already today. And he developed a love for coloring pictures.
That's good.
So I bought him some coloring books he had, but he just scribbled across it because he hated coloring. So I bought him some new pencils, I bought him some books, and he enjoys it. So that keeps him away from the TV for some time.
I just thought of something where France is better than South Africa.
Okay.
We have the better.
Bakeries.
No.
South Africa doesn't have very good bakeries.
We play better rugby than you lot do.
That's debatable.
We will
That
see.
is debatable.
We will see in November when the Springboks play the Blue. Yeah.
Yes, we will see.
We will see. May the best team
Well,
in the French
they.
win.
Yes, may the best team win. Well, what happened last week with Argentina? I don't know. They
They're amateurs.
squished them.
Amateurs. Amateurs. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
So this weekend there's no rugby.
Yeah, what
They
okay.
there's some games, but we decided not to pay
The
the
subscription fee.
subscription. Yes, because we are not going to use it for a bit. Yes, we'll do that when we get back. Okay, my next question is an interesting question. If we swapped lives for a week, me and you, what would be the most fun part and what would be the hardest part?
I mean, there are entire television programs made around this very concept.
Yes.
How are we going to answer this? Shall I answer going to South Africa for a week and then you answering and then we compare notes.
Okay.
So
But you take over my position and I take over your position with work, with
what, so I've got to
running
look up.
errands, doing
So
the
I've
laundry, dishes,
what, so I
everything.
get
You take my life, I take your life. We swap for 1 week.
and I get to look after your husband, yeah?
Yes. I take care of your mother and your wife.
That could be
Cats.
interesting.
Lovely. What will be the most fun and what will be the hardest part?
Where am I going to sleep? I don't know if I want to share a bed with your husband. I don't know if he wants to share a bed with me.
My husband and my son can share a bed, and then you can take my son's bed. There's options.
Me get a few things straightened. That is a really, really good question. Because, I mean, the first thing that would come to mind is language, but that's not going to be an issue.
No, then you'll be fine.
Well, I'm not going to say it wouldn't be the most difficult bit, but I think it's probably the most challenging bit because I don't have much experience on that front would be to, but I could delegate that onto your husband. I think would be to deal. It sounds horrible, but I'm going to say it anyway. To deal with your son, because I think he is just this one ball of energy from morning till night,
Yes.
and I sort of lead a very sort of quiet. Quiet lifestyle, so that could be challenging. Unless, of course, I just throw all caution to the wind and become, a 6-year-old kid like him, which is probably the best path. So I would also share the cooking and so on. Yeah. Okay, so that could be interesting because I think, judging from our past conversations, our cooking styles and what we cook are totally different. I think
Yes.
your husband would probably find my cooking unacceptable, and your son would throw in par. But of course, it also depends. We could have barbecues for 7 days. Cost of living, maybe. Finding out, I suppose, orientating myself where you do things, where you go shopping, finding the right places at the best deals and so on.
Yes.
I think that could be challenging. I'm French, aren't I? Almost, I'm speaking about food.
It makes sense because I've mentioned a couple of places like
Yeah, but which I
the meat factory and then the butchery and the
I mean, that would be the beauty. I'd actually get to see all these places that I've only
yes.
from by hearsay or on pictures. I get to see this shopping mall, which floods or flooded regularly, or something like that.
Well, with this past week's rain, I thought it was going to flood, but
Okay.
it
But I mean, little things like you guys drive on the left side of the road doesn't really throw me because
Yes.
whenever I'm in England, they do the same over there. So it's,
Yeah.
you get used to it. Maybe I have a sort of an inkling where you live and how you live. I think the isolation might be something that I find. But then.
I don't think so because you already live in a town where nothing happens.
Exactly. So, and I think part of it is because we live in France, but we actually live a fairly, as my wife would like to think, a very, she said, this is an English home. Yeah. Which it isn't. I mean, you talk a lot about safety and security. I think I would find it daunting to have to accept that you live in a compound or gated community, as it's properly called, and that security is a big issue. That, I cannot just walk down the street without being aware that something may happen. I think
Yes.
that would be the biggest. Really, a heart moment. I will never forget, when you said you were going to go to Johannesburg, and I said, "Why did you take the train?" And your eyes just were as big as dinner plates.
Yes,
And I think
that
exactly, and I think that would be taking for granted. So I think the interesting exercise here is we take a lot for granted because
Yes.
the environment provides it. And you get thrown into a situation where all of a sudden that environment doesn't exist for whatever reason, and you have to
Yes.
adapt and not take it for granted because it could be dangerous.
Yes.
and learning to, I think that would be the biggest, that would be the biggest aspect. Yeah, the rest is just technical stuff. Okay, so your husband would say, well, look, you need to go shopping there, there, and there. Okay. And
Don't
since
buy vegetables there, buy the vegetables there.
and
Don't
and
buy
and
meat
and
there, buy meat there.
and and, and since and since he likes shopping, I would probably say, well, look, why don't we go together? You know,
Yes.
husband,
Yes.
husband, husband type thingy. Yeah, if we're going to play this
Yes.
role, yeah. And then he would educate me and guide me, and I could learn, and we could do this together. We could bond, and then have a couple of drinks, and so on and so forth. So, that's all
Yes.
technical. So, I think, yeah, the biggest aspect would be our perception of what you say a lack of safety and security, and how that
Yes.
impacts daily life.
Yes.
But it would also be a question: is it really as bad as you make it out? And that
Yes.
would be the question. I mean, that's a question I have, and I want to answer it, and I will answer it sometime early next year. Yeah, that would be it. Now I'm
Yes.
dying to know.
So, coming back to the safety, I think there's to be vigilant. So you always have to take note about what is happening around you, who's moving around you, who's doing what. But we are so used to it that we know what to look out for. And then, like in the town that we live, we have two major security companies, and they compete with each other constantly. So the one has a very Afrikaans name. So translating to English, it means security without boundaries. I translated from Afrikaans to English, and the other one is called AfriGuard. But they compete with each other. So in the mornings when I take my son to school, they stand next to the side of the road. They hand out flyers on Valentine's Day. They hand out sweets and lollipops to the kids, and Easter they hand out Easter eggs, and even maybe Christmas you also find them on the roads. If there's a holiday like Women's Day, they also handed out some things. I don't even know. Can't remember. But they take all of these holidays and Fridays. Fridays are the worst because then every person wants to drive with their own car. They don't drive together like they normally do. So then the roads are very busy, and then you have these people standing at the stop streets handing out sweets, and it takes up a lot of time. And we tend to be late for school on Friday because of that. But anyways, that's beside the point. But since they are competing with each other, there's been less and less complaints about like breaking and entering. And they actually robbed the jewelry store at the mall. I think it was 2 weeks ago. So these things also happen. But like locking the doors at night, making sure all the windows are closed, the doors are closed, the safety gates are closed, the car is locked. All of these things you have to pay attention to. You can't just leave it open.
Well, it's amazing when there've been days when I've come downstairs from upstairs to where the bedrooms are, come downstairs and found the front door wide open, would have been
Oh,
wide open all night. I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe not such a good idea, but then who's going to do anything anyway? Yeah.
well,
I,
if we do that, they are going to take everything inside the house. They might even take us. They're not a good idea.
okay. Right. So 1 week here.
I think it's going to be very interesting to have a conversation with your wife and your mom. To sit down with them and have a girl's talk. To get their perspectives, and I think that's going to be a fun part, but I think it's also going to be a challenging part to live in a house with two women that I don't know. I don't know how they do things. I don't know. And I know you run most of the errands, so I'm going to have to do that. and then figure out what they eat and they don't eat and what they like and they don't like. And to cook for them. I think that's going to be very interesting. That's a challenge.
Do better than I will. Surprise. Okay, I can see where you're coming from on all of that because you only get my side of the story.
Yes.
And so you just want to verify how it all stacks up. That also. So I'm actually surprised because okay. This is my mother speaks English. My wife, obviously. I would have thought the language, given the fact that this is France and close to the French to the German border, that the language is sort of at the local dialect and French and German thrown in for good measure. But if
I kind of work my way around that.
you can work your way around that. Okay.
That doesn't scare me. I usually, so what happens, if I think about people that I've spoken to, well, they speak Arabic and Turkish and French and Chinese, and I think the easiest, I taught kids. So show a picture. Where can I find this? Or if I listen to them, I can make my own assumptions of what are they talking about. But that is also something, because South Africa has 11 official languages. And I also mentioned to you, like, my neighbor is Zulu, the other neighbor is Sotho, and well, he speaks Afrikaans, very, very good Afrikaans as well, and English, the neighbor also. But if you walk in the street or you walk in the mall past these people and they talk about something, there's always a hint as to what they are talking about. So either pointing at something or they mention a word, and then you can basically pick up the conversation or what they are talking about. And not that I'm eavesdropping or want to know, but there's just things that you pick up from that. And I think that's why the language doesn't bother me. I
No, and
think.
I mean on a day-to-day basis, about to shoot myself in the foot here, but on a day-to-day basis, we live in such a visual environment
Yes.
that if you go shopping in a supermarket, you will find what you want, not because of what's written on the tin, but
Yes.
what the pictures display. So if you're looking for a tin of
Yes.
peaches, for want of a better example,
Yes.
you will eventually find the aisle where the tin of peaches can be found,
Yes,
and then you will
yes.
find the tin, and then okay, that is a peach. I know what a peach looks like, so that is another one. Put in trolley, move on.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Different perspective. So you want to gas with my mother and my wife to see what he really like.
And cook for them. I think that's a challenge.
Well, at
But
my
like going shopping, that's not even something that I'm bothered with because, like you said, there's pictures.
you would be cooking for them. My mother's hugely fiercely independent, so she actually does her own cooking upstairs. So
Okay.
that doesn't really come into the equation. I think the greater challenge would be to accept the fact that my wife is always right, even if she's not.
That's okay. Maybe we can have a good conversation. I will ask her why. Why do you think you are right? Maybe she'll throw me out of the house before the weekends.
There's a hotel in the village, don't worry.
Oh, thanks.
Overpriced and underrun, but actually there's a better one just a couple of 100 yards away from here, so I'll keep
Okay.
the address.
I'm sure the church can also help in a way.
I suppose so, yeah.
Okay. That's very interesting. If life came with subtitles, what would your subtitle say?
Wow. you're not going to restrict this in any directions. It's basically...
No.
Now, I find that really difficult to answer. I think the subtitles would probably translate my raw, unprocessed ideas and thoughts and complications and overthinking into something usable.
Okay.
So the subtitles would go, okay, so this is what he's trying to say, and this is what actually he should be saying. So focus on the subtitles and leave everything else out, because it's better to read the subtitles.
Okay. Okay. That's very interesting.
Could answer the question for you, but I don't think I'm going to. So I'm going to throw one. What would your subtitles say?
When we spoke about dreams and goals, I mentioned that my goal, my dream is to just be happy. So I think that my subtitles will also be based on something like, just be happy, do your thing, don't worry too much. Something in those lines.
Yeah.
It will be very positive, motivating.
So would your subtitles echo your state of happiness, or would they? So they would say, yes, Janita has achieved her life goal. She is happy. Or would there be a caveat? Well, she's happy, but not quite where she wants to be happy. Or
that's a good question. I was only thinking as far as being happy.
The degrees of happiness, very happy, extremely happy, totally excited.
I think maybe it will have, it will show the levels.
Okay.
With green and yellow, orange and red, and maybe show the level of happiness.
Okay.
She's happy today, but not as happy as yesterday.
Okay. Just in case we don't see it.
we are in the green. Go ahead. So we are a little bit moving towards red. Beware. Let's do something.
This would be the male guiding light, because of course men, we just are totally incapable of seeing these things.
Yes. Yeah,
allegedly.
Yes.
So this would be sort of like the beacon and say, you know, warning, happiness
yes.
level receding, act now. If it goes into black, you're too late. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I think it would be very, very helpful and very obvious.
Can we get one of these things? Because I'd probably suffer from the same. But with me, it's with me, as I said yesterday, you know, you don't understand, you never listen. Yeah.
Yes. So I've been reading a book at the moment. It's on some app on my phone. But this book is about this woman that was being kidnapped by, it's a bit dark, demons. But this one can feel feelings. So whatever she or he can feel what she's feeling. So whatever she's not saying, he can feel. So if she's saying something, then he would say, okay, but this is not how you feel. This is the way that you feel. Why do you feel this way? So that was quite interesting. I think if everyone had that type of magical power, it would be very interesting. We could feel what the other person is not saying.
I have that.
I would order two, please.
But it would make life so much easier.
Yes.
Would it? If we know, if we could, if.
Maybe it should have an off switch.
I don't want you to understand what I'm feeling. Go away.
Okay. Yes.
But then you would change your mind and you'd probably want to say, well, actually, now that I've switched you off, But I'll switch you off, but continue anyway, because then I may want to share this at a later stage when it is convenient for my own purposes. So
Yes.
you want your cake and eat it, don't you?
Yes. Or maybe, I think, well, if you do have this, it can be good and bad in a way. Can be beneficial and not. But I think it depends on the situation. If you walk in a mall, for example, and you get some bad vibes or bad feelings from someone, or very nervous feelings, maybe you can use it to catch bad guys. If they plan to rob the bank or plan to rob the jewelry store, you can feel that before it happens and maybe stop them in time. But I think with all the feelings in the mall, excitement and happiness and oh, stress because I'm spending my money, I think you would be very tired and very overwhelmed afterwards.
Wow. I mean, I already get irritated. I mean, just before our podcast time, I had to pop into town, and I had also on the way back, I got some petrol, and it was a petrol station at a supermarket, and I was navigating my way out, and I kid you not, there was this
Person.
middle-aged man walking towards the car, more or less in the middle of this driving area, staring at his phone, totally oblivious. And I looked, and I knew, and I stared at him, because I knew at some point he's going to look up.
Yes.
And I was giving him my gamma ray stares. Yeah, you idiot. Yeah.
I like to blow the horn at those people.
I was inching towards that, but I thought the gamma ray stairs would actually work. Yeah. And then I just and then he looked then our eyes met, and then I shook my head, and I was going to do a few other things, but I was running late, so I gave him, go away.
Yes. Okay. Let me choose a good one.
Oh, they get better. I mean, these are really, I mean, you're excelling at this field.
Okay, I'm going to choose the very last question on my list. So, if life could restart tomorrow, would you live in the same way or make big changes?
That's an extremely good question, and there's two answers to that. It's actually a very serious question, and
Yes.
hence also the seriousness of my answer. So I have led by a lot of standards a very unusual life, a very privileged life.
Yes.
And I've always had the philosophy that if I were to find myself knocking on St. Peter's gates within the next few minutes, would I regret anything? And I would say no. Except maybe that I didn't have enough time. So, and there was a lot of things in my life which I was were given to me because part of this privilege that I had was done with what was experienced without my doing. I mean, I was a kid, and
Yes.
my father famously said, "As long as you're underneath my roof," and I was 21 at the time, "as long as you're living under my roof, you do as I say. Democracy has no
Yes.
place in the home." I might not agree with him fully, but that was his way of doing things, and I had to accept that. So, with the privilege in mind, would I change anything? I'd have to say no, but I know that I've been privileged. So I've had a good life so far. There isn't anything that I foresee will make it any worse. And I think that to go back to where we started with this conversation today, going back 10 years, I got a wake-up call, and it taught me how fragile life is,
Yes.
and it doesn't take much to end it. It is actually
Yes.
frighteningly simple.
Yes.
And you value life enormously.
Yes.
And you take what is given and what you can do yourself. And I am constantly reminded every day. And there are days when my health, when I sort of feel, okay, I'm overstepping it. I need to slow down. Because the pain of the exertion and the pressure, especially now with what you and I are doing,
Yes.
there's a lot of pressure. It does translate into physical pain if I do not manage it.
Yes.
And as a warning signals.
Yes.
I wouldn't. I mean, change, of course, there are things I would like to do. There are things that I don't want to do, but I just say
Yes.
it doesn't really excite me. But to be fully aware how fragile and important life is, how precious it is,
Yes.
you don't waste it. Don't waste it.
Yes.
That's my advice to anybody.
That's a very good answer.
Do I get 10 out of 10?
Yes, 100%. I was thinking about slightly smaller things, maybe not meeting some people, meeting other people, spending more time with important people. because in a way, I don't have regrets. I don't have regrets. I've made mistakes. I've learned a lot of lessons. So I wouldn't restart everything. And I wouldn't make big changes. I'm happy where I am now. And a lot of the things that happened in my life led me to where I am now in this point in time. But I think there's just a few things, like people I met who had no meaning, which I would avoid meeting them. But then, in a way, maybe there's also a life lesson that I learned from that. So I don't know if I will change anything else. Maybe just some people, avoid some people, or remove some people out of the equation. Some past friends and relationships and time wasting and so
Well, it's all part and parcel of it. But I mean, I think this is one of the interesting things is that, and maybe that's also one of the difference between men and women. I don't know, but you're much more down to earth.
Yes.
And maybe that is also forged by the environment that you live in. You have to be
Yes.
practical because your your environment demands that too from you.
Yes. Yeah.
Vigilance,
Yes.
you have to be village vigilant,
Yes.
we do not.
Yes. just a silly example. There's a lot of women who wear their handbags on their shoulders, but here you'll find more and more that wears them across their bodies. I do the same. You won't walk with your phone in your back pocket, for example. You will make sure that it's in your handbag or in your front pocket. We don't carry around cash. when someone stops you in the street, for example, you also No, sorry, I don't have cash because if you take out your wallet, they might steal your wallet. So there's a lot of things that you have to look out for
Yeah,
and then make certain changes.
and you know, a lot of that is just like totally alien to us because
Yes.
we have developed a environment or created environment where you don't, I mean, I'm not going to discount their upper, if you go, if, as we call it in Paris, the banlieue of Paris, so that
Yes.
there's a ring around central Paris where there's a lot of immigrants who live there, a lot of foreigners, you know, by and
Yes.
large, all brilliant, fantastic people, but there is a
Yes.
higher level of criminality and seediness in these places,
Yes.
which makes them seemingly unsafe.
Yes.
And the question there is, why is it unsafe? Is it the people, or is it the architecture of the high-rise buildings there? Or is it the lack of facilities or something? And it boils down to the, and I know there's a couple of people that I've seen make films where they go into these places that are deemed that are deemed as unsafe to go. In your case,
Yes.
Soweto in Johannesburg, you go to, you know, everybody
And
says,
there's a part in Johannesburg, Hillbrow also, who should wouldn't and shouldn't go there.
And that's sort of like you know, hanging a red towel in front of me. So I'm saying, well, why not? Why not? Are these people
Yes.
really so bad? And
I have a lot of opinions about that. But I think it's you know, I've been to Soweto and luckily nothing happened there. I've been into a public hospital that was it looked like a prison on the inside and I came out unscratched. And then the other thing was with 1 December, it was a holiday. We went on a cycling, or I went out with a couple of friends. They were all men. I think I did send you a picture about that as well. I was the only woman in between
Yes,
the
you did.
group. And we did ride on our bicycles through a part of Johannesburg, but we knew it's not safe, but mostly because of the people. And so there are good people and there's also bad people. So you do have the rotten apples in between, and that is the main cause. The same around here. I can walk out the gate, I can walk around the block or run around the block, or I can take my bicycle and I can ride my bicycle around. But it is, I can do that, but I just need to know that there might be consequences, that they're either going to steal my bike or my phone, or if there's a bad apple in this area looking for trouble.
We go back to the security and safety issue, which, you
Yes.
know, in this week that we would spend in each other's households. Fascinating thought that I'd have to, I can just imagine you see, I think if I'm right in saying that a clean kitchen is very
Yes.
important to you.
Yes.
And I'd be forever wondering, well, I think I think the kitchen is clean, but would it be clean enough to suit your standards?
Well, probably it will.
I would be worrying myself silly, you know, flying to Johannesburg and saying, you know, God, what's she going to think about the kitchen? Isn't really that clean.
Well, if my husband can do it, you can do it. So I have no doubt in that. My mom's standards are much higher to a clean kitchen.
My goodness.
Yes.
My goodness. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but going back to the last question, yes, we're much more down to earth. Yeah, much more down to earth, much more practically minded. Yeah. So that's brilliant. That was brilliant. So, life perspectives, yeah.
Yes.
Life perspectives, yeah.
Yes.
Life stages, quality of life, what would be different if we went and visited each other's houses and actually took over the reign of these houses.
Yes.
You get to see the fig tree.
Oh, yes. Is it still there?
It is, and I don't actually know what is happening because they were going to work on the foundations of the church. But, you know, one of the things in France is, you know, well, it may or it may not happen. Yeah.
Okay.
So the fig tree, as it is, still standing. It's still got a lot of unripe figs on it.
Okay.
So we need to eat some more figs if they ripen. And of
Yes.
course, the ultimate question is, when they do the church foundations, do they actually uproot the fig tree, or do they just trim it back to like zero, and then it'll start growing again in spring?
Yes.
Nobody knows.
One of those things you have to wait and see.
Exactly. Life beyond our controls.
Exactly. Same with our lives. We have to wait and see.
Do we have to wait and do we have to wait and see, or can we be proactive?
I think it depends on the situation too.
That's always an answer. You're so very German. You ask a question. You ask a German a question and says, "Well, it depends," because I don't want to commit myself.
Yes, it depends. No, not because of the commitment, but some things we can change, some things we can control, other things we can't. We have no control over it.
Exactly. So why focus on what we can't control?
Because it's part of our life. Like my husband's situation of Wednesday, I couldn't control that. I couldn't foresee it.
That is true, but it actually affected you. Yeah.
It did, because I had to make other arrangements, which
yes.
was fine.
Exactly.
The flexibility too. It's a
well,
lot
the
of
other,
things.
but the other question, of course, is then, you know, something that I've been increasingly aware of. Events that seemingly happen elsewhere, big events that happen elsewhere, politics or economics or something. The question is, should we be interested in these? Because we can't control them.
I can tell you what I do. I listen to the news on the radio. Sometimes if I come across articles that are newsworthy, I would read them. Like at the moment, America, there's something with their government what's locked down or something, I don't know, closed for 2 weeks, something in those lines. I don't even know the exact story, but it's there. I know about it because it does affect how we convert our money. Because the rand and the dollar exchange kind of swifts a lot when it comes to things happening in America. I'm not sure if that's all across the world, but I know ours is quite up and down because of everything that happens in America. Other things I don't think is that important. Maybe weather changes, via weather changes. I'll keep tabs on that because I don't know. If I see these movies about tornadoes and hurricanes and tsunamis, I don't want to be there. So if I see something severe, no. I'll pack my bags and travel to my grandparents there.
Middle of nowhere.
Yes. I think some things are important, but others not so much.
Yeah.
Because we can complain about it and we can give our opinions, but we can't change it. Whatever happens, happens. I don't know if that is the right way
look
at it.
It's interesting because, it's all a question of perception. You showed me a really interesting thing that the dollar rand exchange rate, if the government shuts down because they can't agree on a budget, which is the essence of that story, that it ripples down to you, because the dollar rand exchange rate is of fundamental importance to you.
Yes.
whereas that, I mean, I'm the American government shutdown, it ripples through, because I'm kind of curious how, irresponsible people can be.
Yes.
That raises the question, but it's more of an intellectual thought where you say, well, how can people be like this? But
Yes,
there's no
yes.
rules here. That said, Europe has been affected by the Ukraine war for the last three, coming up to 4 years. And for the last few weeks now, that war has come rather close, whereby the Russians allegedly have been flying drones over NATO territory, and challenging us. And
I actually saw that on the news. It was on our news. I saw that. But it goes in and it goes out.
Exactly, because you are so far
I'm
away.
not that close. Yes.
Yeah, you are
Yes,
so
exactly.
far away that it doesn't concern you.
Yes.
It's something that's happening in this strange place called Europe, and a couple of people up there, and you would like to visit it one day, but it's of no immediate consequence.
Yes.
And for me, I mean, my mother and I were talking about it the other day. She said, "Well, I'm really worried." And I said, "Well, no, I'm not. I'm too busy to have the capacity to think about
To worry about, yes.
something like that.
Yes.
I am aware of it.
Yes.
I have a heightened radar, I suppose, that okay, this is something that could impact my life.
Yes.
What happens if but I
Yes.
have enough political understanding to think that this is more a power play and testing than anything
Yes.
serious. But at the same time, you can be wrong. Yeah, and a lot of people said that Donald Trump will never be president.
Yes.
And he became president. And then a lot of people
Yes.
said he will never win a second term.
And he
And
did.
he did. And
Yes.
now a lot of people are saying, well, that's it. After this government, he can no longer be president. And I'm beginning to raise the question mark and say, well, what if, I mean, he has impacted American life so fundamentally in the first 9 months of this year,
Yes.
that you sort of start thinking, do you have to accept the impossibility of something happening and think, well, maybe everything is open. Yeah.
Yes.
It's may how perception shifts. Yeah. So, and it's and bringing this down to a personal level of you and I, yeah. So I
Yes.
now have this little caveat of information, and there's lots of these little caveats of information
Yes.
where they are trivial, but I know that in what you and I do, they are actually quite important. Yeah.
Yes.
We talked about one thing this morning where I said, "Oh, I need the date for something because."
Yes.
It's, I mean,
Important, semi-important.
people will laugh at it and say, well, why does he need to know this? And well,
Exactly.
actually, I do. Yeah.
Yes.
Not because I'm curious, but because there's actually a planning issue. Yeah. And
Yes.
now I also know that, when it comes to the US dollar, and I watch the US dollar a little bit, and I say, okay, well, how's that going to affect you because
Yes.
of what we do? Yeah. And so it all becomes quite relative or unimportant or important. Yeah. So
Yes. Yes.
I think being open-minded, opening your eyes and ears and all your senses, you filter a lot of information,
Yes.
you get through life, and then some of it is good and some of it isn't so good, and you deal with it
Yes.
some way.
get through it.
Was that my last word?
That can be your last word. Yes, that was very fitting. I think that was a good last word.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Right. Episode 20 of Peeling Potatoes, we think.
Yes.
Talking about life, the universe, and everything, and a lot of other things. Curious questions, as ever.
Yes.
Brilliant questions.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun.
Glad to hear it. We have a plan for next week, but I'm not quite sure whether it's going to materialize. And then, of course, you are on your holiday.
1 week to go.
1 week to go.
One week of Cheerio, and then it's Fruit Loop all the way.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think we really need it.
Yes. Yes. Just hope the weather holds out, huh?
If it's raining, it's still hot, so I don't mind the rain there. We can still swim. That's how hot it is.
Right. Okay, so let's stop the recording. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for peeling
potatoes.
It's
a pleasure. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for answering them. You too. Take care.